Let's discuss the concept of incurable diseases. Abraham, the most recent of what we call our incurable diseases is AIDS. And yet, we're now beginning to see what they call AIDS survivors, people who've lived way beyond the time that they told they were going to be able to live. What would you suggest to someone who's already afflicted with AIDS and now is wanting some help?
There is not a physical apparatus, no matter what the state of deterioration, that cannot achieve perfect health. But that which you believe has everything to do with what you allow in your experience. If you've been convinced that something is not curable, that it's fatal, and then you're told that you have it, usually your belief will be that you will not survive, and so you will not. But your survival has nothing to do with the disease and everything to do with your thoughts. And so if you say to yourself, "That may be true for others, but it's not true for me, because I am the creator of my experience and I choose recovery, not death at this time," you can recover. We know that these words are easily said by us and not so easily heard by those who do not believe in their power to create. But your experience always reflects the balance of your thoughts. Your experience is a clear indication of the thoughts that you think. When you change the thoughts you are thinking, your experience, or indicator, must change also. It is law.